This is Spin Control, a Fibercraft podcast by A Joyful Girl. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Spin Control, episode 150, Renewal. In this episode, we've got so many things to talk about, and I'm going to try to center them all around the focus of renewal. Spring is here and in full force, so it felt like the natural thing to do. But of course, we're going to kick this episode off with some updates. Yeah, so where do we even start? Bird is like super grown up now. She graduated from college during the first 6 months of COVID, which made finding full-time, reliable, regular employment in her field very, very difficult. For the past 2 years, long after, of course, COVID stopped, she's been working for a startup company that I believe we would now classify as a failed startup company. She never actually gained a full-time status because they were just getting things off the ground. Because of their management and leadership, they really hit so many speed bumps that they weren't able to overcome those. And they ended up letting her go a few months ago. She hustled and hustled and hustled and literally just found a full-time position in her field. And she loves it. It's been about a month now and she is overjoyed. She's 27. Can you believe that? She's almost 28 years old. When I started this whole mess so many years ago, she was little. She was 12. 12 years old. That's how long I've been doing this. And now she's 27. That's insane. Itty bitty, on the other hand. I'm trying to remember when we last spoke. It's been like forever and I'm terrible at this. So Itty Bitty graduated from her associates in nursing's program in December of 2024. She has taken and passed her nursing licensing exam. So she's a licensing nurse, but she's not practicing. She actually decided to continue on in her education directly. And now she is a semester and a half away from finishing her bachelor's degree in nursing. And we're so super proud. So these kids are what amazing and thriving and all grown up, and it's awesome. They're never, of course, out of our lives, but they're doing great and we're proud of them. And I've got so much more of my time to myself than I used to when they were little, and I'm not sad about it. I'm very happy that we supported them in everything that they were doing as they were growing up, and I'm so happy to see them thriving. It's pretty awesome. And what else? There's been travel and surgeries and recoveries and just major life decisions. Well, minor life decisions. So we now have two additional dogs. We ended up adopting a miniature dachshund who needed a new home because apparently his previous family was not able to invest the time in his training and his discipline and his stability that he needed. I call him my second thought dachshund. His name is Waylon, and he is adorable. He's a little bit of a tough sell, but we're working with him every single day, and he's coming along, and eventually he will be my perfect little dachshund. It's not an issue with this dachshund. The boy grew up with dachshunds his entire life. Like, his mom always had them in the house. And when we got Waylon, the boy was so excited that he was going to have another little cuddle buddy because our other dog weighs like 100 pounds and she definitely isn't a sit on your lap while you watch television kind of dog, or, you know, curl up on your side while you take a nap on the couch. But a miniature dachshund kind of would fill that void for him. But because I work from home, Waylon has bonded to me, which is crazy because I'm so not a dog person, really, generally speaking. But Waylon loves me and I'm like his hero. He adores the boy as well, but he's definitely my dog. However, last weekend, the boy drove into Kansas, met his mom halfway between Illinois and Colorado, and picked up a new puppy, a new miniature dachshund named Willie. He is like a puppy. He's not a second thought dachshund. I actually don't think in our entire relationship that we've ever had like a just weaned puppy. We've always had rescues that we got from various charitable organizations or rehomed animals that had their situations changed, that kind of thing. And Willie is the smallest and youngest dog we've ever owned. And he is adorable and tiny. And he has taken to the boy like you wouldn't believe. And of course, Waylon, his older sibling, adores him. And they play hard already, which is crazy. Because Waylon is 14 months old. And the baby is like 10 weeks old. So they're going to grow up and become best friends. And of course, they both adore the boy. It's awesome. And we're super happy, even though all that time that I regained when my children grew up and left my home, I have lost to these puppies now. But I guess that's a small sacrifice I will have to learn to deal with. They're adorable. We're super happy to have them. And yeah, that's really the major things that have been going on in all of the time that I have been away. And yeah. Looks like that's just about all I've got going on in updates. So I guess it's time to get this podcast started. In this edition of Spin a Tale, we're going to talk a little bit more about the topic of renewal. Like I said earlier, yes, spring is here in full force, which is a time of renewal and rejuvenation and reigniting life around us. The flowers will bloom, my clovers will grow, the alpaca will get shorn, and the cycle of life is in the state of renewal, and it's not a terrible thing. Spring kind of poses some of my favorite types of days. Right now, it's about 70 degrees outside. It is about 3:30 in the afternoon, and it's beautiful. The sun is shining, there's a breeze, and everything is just in full bloom and in full life. And the birds are singing, literally. Like, I'm not just being, you know, all fairy tale about life. But that's what it's like right now outside of my home. And it's pretty awesome, and I love it. And in the evenings, it gets nice and cool and crisp, and we can sit outside on our back deck next to a fire and just relax, snuggle with the puppies, and knit or spin or hang out and chat with friends. And I love this time of year. I'm happy it's here, but unfortunately, right now, there are, some very tough things happening in my life that are going to require renewal, which is kind of what got me thinking about this topic. I work for the federal government, and if you pay attention to the news at all, you probably know that federal employees all across the nation are dealing with a lot of very, very difficult changes. The government is downsizing, and each federal organization is going about that in their own way, and a lot of the workforce is completely left in the dark about how each organization is going to manage that and what's going to happen. Today is April 12th, and I would say by April 30th, May 1st, my work life will be completely changed, completely different. I may no longer be employed by the federal government. And yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with that. I don't exactly know what my future holds. I'm trying to lift myself up and lift up the people around me and take a look at this as a way to renew some of those focuses that I have in my life, reignite some of the passions that I have in my brain and in my heart, and take this as an opportunity for rebirth in that part of my life. And so, yeah, that's kind of where we are. I love the fact that everything in my environment is renewing itself. I'm a little bit sad and nervous about what the future holds for my career, but I'm going to take it one day at a time, and hopefully it ends up like flowers blooming and birds singing. So yeah, I will keep everyone posted on what happens in my career and my work life in the weeks to come. And let's all just stay positive and hope this turns out as an opportunity for renewal. And now it is on to spinning my wheels. I would go so far as to say I haven't done a huge variety of things, but I have accomplished quite a bit in my crafting life. Most recently, I just finished a huge, huge project for a publication in our field. It was a contracted spinning / pattern design project, and I just wrapped that up at the beginning of this month, and I'm super excited. I can't wait for the results to come out, and I'll tell you more about that later. But I did spend a couple of months spinning all of the fiber that I needed for this project. I designed an original garment and knit up the sample in the fiber that I spun, and it was really quite rewarding to do that. I learned to spin a new fiber that I'd never spun before, which is awesome. And I think it's just absolutely crazy that I actually agreed to design a garment out of cotton hand spun yarn, but I had never ever spun cotton before. And it took me about a week after I signed the contract to go, oh crap, you don't even know how to spin cotton. You should probably learn. I learned, and I'm super pleased with the end yarn. And I was so happy about the experience of learning to spin cotton. I just had a lot of fun with it, and I'm glad it turned out as well as I had hoped. And yeah, that was pretty awesome. But now the fact that I put that huge project to bed means I've got some time on my hands to renew. Like I literally, it was months that all I was focusing on was spinning cotton and knitting for this project and writing the pattern. It was like 6 months. It took me forever. Of course, we had a lot of stuff going on during that same time frame. Of course, we had all of the holidays. Itty bitty graduated. I had my 50th birthday. I traveled out of town. We actually went out of town twice in February and March. A lot of travel, a lot of events in terms of birthdays and holidays and all those sorts of things. So yeah, when I wasn't traveling or involved in other events, I was knitting or spinning for this project. So now that that is totally, totally put to bed, I have started a new spinning project just for fun, like with no goal in mind. And I have cast on a new knitting project, even though I have two other knitting projects on the needles that have been in timeout since I started the other one. They went into timeout when I started the big project for the magazine, and I just haven't gone back to them. I have not finished my Pearl Code sweater by Isabel Kramer. It's about halfway done. I think I have an inch left on the body before I can start the arms. I'm still loving that yarn. It's O-Wool Balance in, I think, a charcoal gray. Love it. That is a lot of fun to knit, and I'm really enjoying it. And then I cast on a pair of socks that I totally hate, and I'm probably going to rip back. But we'll talk about that in a minute. I just cast on the Lone Skein Shawl by Hohe Locatelli, and I don't know if it's still free, but I will link to it in the show notes. But it was free at the time that I got it, and it was in my library on Ravelry, and I just cast it on. I just picked a pretty yellow orange yarn out of my stash, sock yarn, and cast on because I wanted something lightly colored in spring colors that would just bring me joy and be bright and lovely, and I'm really enjoying it. And I actually did the first three sections and ripped the whole thing back because it was super tight on the recommended needles. I had knitted on size 7, and the fabric felt super tight and distorted at that gauge. So I ripped it back and I cast it on size 9 needles, and I'm much, much happier with the fabric. I think it's going to block out beautifully. The yarn I'm using is On the Rounds Everyday Fingering Weight in the colorway Tarnished. And like I said, it's mostly yellow and oranges, but it definitely has some speckles throughout of like a rust color. hence the name Tarnished. And it's really pretty and it's super soft. The skein is 425 yards of 100% merino wool. It is not superwash. So I'm really glad I looked at that just now so that I didn't like totally felt it when I bought it. The project has been, it's really interesting. The shawl starts with a garter stitch tab and then goes into like crescent wedges, and it's a ends up as a crescent shaped shawl, but it's got alternating textures. So it's some plain garter stitch and then it's got lace accents in between, and it's kind of keeping my interest and it's a lot of fun to knit, and I'm really glad I had that pattern in my library and decided to give it a go as something I could knock out with a single skein. And like, it's not overly mentally taxing after that huge design I just finished. So it's been a lot of fun. And what else do I have going on? So one of the things I'm doing in the weeks to come is I am going to renew my focus on some of the patterns that I have already previously published. Since I started messing around with pattern writing, I've published 18 patterns. And when I first published my patterns, I didn't really have like a brand or a theme or a template I was using for my pattern layouts. So most of, I'd say the first two-thirds of the patterns that I wrote didn't really have a consistent theme or layout or design. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to refresh those patterns and reintroduce many of them on my Instagram page as I get the patterns themselves updated. And I'm going to reignite and renew my own focus on getting some patterns designed. I just dusted off my notebook and my planner and the sketchbook that I've got. So I've got like all these pages in my planner that are like super rough schematics and notes on things that I would like to design. For example, I think it's about time I design a sweater. Because I really enjoy knitting them, but I haven't. I think I'm still scared to design sweaters, but I just need to be confident in my abilities and go ahead and get that done. And I think here in the next couple months, by fall, I would like to have a sweater pattern knocked out so that I can release it and introduce it in time for the weather to turn cooler. So one of the other areas where I need to renew my focus is sock knitting. I love knitting socks. But that pattern that I've got lingering on the needles that I'm about to rip back is a sock. It actually wasn't a pattern. I was going to do an improvised textured sock, like without a pattern, because I know like how to do heels and toes and lengths and all that stuff for myself and what size I prefer and all of that. But I was just going to add a texture to the leg and the top of the foot and call it good. But I just totally feigned interest on that very, very quickly. And yeah. I'm done with that. I'm over that. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to rip it back and I'm going to start something new. So one of the things I was doing this afternoon was going through my Ravelry library, and I just filtered by sock patterns and started looking at all of the different, so many sock patterns that I've got already in my library that I should 100% take advantage of and go ahead and start knitting. I need to cast on a sock that holds my interest and will result in something beautiful. But yeah, that's what I've got in the works for renewing my love of my crafts and yeah, getting things back to where they need to be. And that is all I've got in spinning my wheels. Well, it looks like it is time to spin off this episode of Spin Control. I believe, as you can tell from what I've had to say so far, there's a lot going on, and I think that we can expect some major changes in my life and in the world over the next few weeks. I will be sure to keep you all posted and let you know how my plans for renewal come along. There's a lot going. Like I said, I'm going to start a new sock pattern. Maybe I will design a sweater. Maybe I will be unemployed in the next 3 weeks. We will just have to see how this pans out and what we've got going. I am going to lead us out with the song Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles to keep up with that theme of renewal and trying to find bright light in things that may be dark and dim coming up around the corner. As always, You can get the details about this episode and all the past episodes at spincontrolpodcast.com. You can email me at Shiloh@ForeverHandmade and catch me on Ravelry and Instagram as Forever Handmade. Thanks again, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Here comes the sun, and I say it's all right.